views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show, Heart Center Talk Radio, with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Well, welcome everyone. I am David, and you're listening to the Heart Center Talk Radio on Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I don't know what happened there. I was talking away and nobody could hear me. So we're doing a little bit different now on my cell phone, and I hope you can all hear me. And I'm really excited today to get right to the subject of talking with this amazing person, Daniel Brinkley, a great friend, an amazing individual who's been struck by lightning twice and died and come back to talk about it. He's written a bestseller on the New York Times bestselling list, Saved by the Light, At Peace in the Light. And his third book was with his wife, Catherine Brinkley, The Secrets of the Light, Lessons from Heaven. So without any further ado or going into the details about his life, because I'd rather him talk about it, I'd like to welcome Daniel Brinkley.
Thanks, David. It's nice to be with you this morning.
I appreciate you being here. You know, what was heaven like for you the first time that you crossed over and having been struck by lightning and come back to actually tell about it, just for those who don't know who you are, who may be listening today?
Well, David, I grew up a tough guy. I grew up in fundamentalist South Carolina, and you know everybody goes to hell in South Carolina. And so I figured that would be the normal place that I would go, but I was struck by lightning. It hit me in the side of the head. It went down my spine. It welded the nails of the heels of my shoes to the nails in the floor. And people never stopped long enough to think about how much electricity would have been passing through my body to weld steel to steel. And I was thrown in the air, suspended in the air, and then slammed back down on the bed. Dead for 28 minutes, completely paralyzed for 6 days, partially paralyzed for 7 months, 2 years to learn to walk and feed myself. Well, when you get struck by lightning, it burns all the way from the inside out and burns the nerve endings. And I was on fire like drinking battery acid. I lifted out of my body, and I felt absolutely no pain. And because I could not see, the flash of the fireball that came through the room burnt my eyes, and I could not see. And then all of a sudden, I went from complete horrifying pain and blind to safe, comfortable, at peace, and could see. I could see what was going on below me with my body, but I could sense a different world, a different place, a place that I knew better than I knew any other place. And then I made this journey down the tunnel into what the question was in heaven. I have never in any of the three journeys I made in 22 years ever seen anything less than absolutely magnificently wonderful.
That's awesome. We've had the experience or reading all these other books on near-death experiences, and yours is kind of unique in that you just had a lot to bring back to humanity of what this life is really like and what the future holds. And some of what you've, you know, shared in your books has actually come to pass as prophecy, basically, of what you were told would happen on the earth. Can you illuminate us a little bit about some of these events that did come to pass since you died the first time and came back to tell about it, and then maybe some things that will be happening, or what you see happening now.
you're living in it now. I don't have saved with me so I could quote directly from it. But we would run through a period to 2014. And then from 2014, we either would have positioned ourselves in world war or a period of world peace. Well, they kept the big spiritual beings. Most people who read Saved is chapter 5 in Saved by the Light. Most people who've read that realize that I said that people from El Salvador, Nicaragua, Guatemala would pour across the border at the Rio Grande by the millions, and that we would have to put border guards to keep people from coming in. That's happening today, David. That America would go into economic collapse. Well, that happened in 2008. That we would see a viewpoint of Israel as though it was being alienated from the rest of the world. Okay, that's happening now because of it and the Palestinian issues. And that there would be a rise. The thing that I'm watching for next is the Vatican making inroads into this peace agreement to try to bring some kind of peace. This Pope bringing some kind of peace, because the Vatican would make a very important move to reestablish itself in Jerusalem. And I think that that's what's working in behind the scenes now. The last Pope, Ratzinger, Pope Benedict, it was his mission to reestablish diplomatic relationships between the Vatican and the Israeli government. You know that if you're a Vatican member, you have no diplomatic. You have to come on your own passport. You have no diplomatic status as a member of the Vatican or a member of the Catholic Church. You come as independent. There was Chernobyl. I predicted that. The fall of the Soviet Union. And these were nothing that I predicted, David. It was a series of 13 beings giving me probable possibilities of the future that would lead in this time frame to world war, world peace. Well, when you start to look at caliphates and you start look at what we're doing, you start looking at the militarization of our police forces. I don't think we're heading toward world peace, David. I think we're heading toward a clash of consciousness.
Absolutely.
I find that to be exciting too.
Yeah, I mean, we're living in an intense time, and I think we all who believe in reincarnation realize that we chose this time to bring consciousness, to bring higher divine light and wisdom and truth into play through our beings, through our chakras, through the spirit, the powerful spiritual beings that we are, which you talk about in all of your books. And this is really why we resonate with your message, because people understand that they are not just, you know, bodies walking around without, you know, a soul and a spirit. And you've proven this through your life. And tell us about what you do right now to help with the crises that we're seeing around the world, because you've started a nonprofit, and it's an amazing, and I've actually taken the training with you know, one of your great helpers and you know, from Idaho. So what about the Twilight Brigade, and how does that relate to kind of what you saw in the heaven world, and why is it important to you?
Well, everybody knows who've read any of these books, David, that you have what's called a panoramic life review. I think the most changing thing that ever happened to me was to see my life pass before me in a 360-degree panorama. To watch it from a second-person point of view as if I were my own best friend. Like, whoa, Dan, what in the world were you thinking then? And as to our way to go, Dan. And then to literally become every person that I have ever encountered, and to feel the direct results of my interaction between me and everyone I had been concerned with and had encountered. I realized at that point, David, that all the damage that I had been inflicting on people for basically 25 years, I was really inflicting it upon myself. This is a fair and just universe. And what will happen is you will become every person. So when everybody takes an action, you must first pay attention to why, not what you're doing, but why you're doing. What's the motivator? What's the intent? And second, to realize that you're going to feel that exact. And then there is the part that I find the most interesting, and I'll use the term God, but it's usually whatever you define as divinity. If God could not come today and God sent you, in the life you just reviewed, what difference did you and God make? And this has been the driver in my life since 1975. If that's going to be the thing that I'm going to observe, of which I verified 13 years later in my second near-death experience doing open heart surgery, that this is really true. God couldn't come today and God sent you and the life you just reviewed, what difference did you and God make? So I decided that the biggest fear that people have is not so much of death, which is the unknown, but the fear of the pain that is connected to it. Because we all think in gratification and preservation. So with the knowledge that I had about that no one ever really dies, and whoever told you that you were ever going to die is a complete idiot. You should feel sorry for them. You should laugh at them. No one ever dies. It does not happen. And once you realize that, and I'm going to be everybody, then the place that I could best be would be at the bedside, where I could help those people struggling with their value, that your life has to have a purpose and you have to have had value in your life. You need an art form of transition, and you need permission. It's not just permission that someone says it's okay to go, mom or dad, but who's going to be responsible for the things they fail to achieve? So if God couldn't come today, I figured the best place that we could be would be at the bedside. And now the Twilight Brigade has grown to over 6,000 people trained in 22 states. We're the largest end-of-life care volunteer program for veterans in the history of this country, and I'm very proud of it. It was the part that was called spiritualistic capitalism. I wrote books to co-fund the Twilight Brigade. Excuse me. So every time someone purchased one of these books or bought it on Kindle or did something like that, they were supporting that no vet need die alone. I believe that what's happening in America is a sure sign of a failing nation, because the greatness of a nation is determined by how it takes care of its helpless and how it takes care of its veterans. And if you notice in the news here recently, why we're taking care of our veterans is we're killing them based on bonuses.
Yep. Yeah. Well,
but none of that's sad. It's sad in one respect, but these are all wake up calls. These are the calls where we, as light bearers, those who hold this place, we must stand up and be vocal. I believe this too, David, that the near-death experience is going to be one of the most driving factors in how we handle healthcare in the next 18 years. If you were born between 1940 and 1967, you will be leaving here. And since we are the largest demographic ever born in Western consciousness, the baby boomers, there's 81 million of us in America, and we'll all be gone. So the concept of death and the reality of death and how you deal with death and what you think about it is in everybody's face born between 1940 and 1967. And I feel it's my part to help try to lessen those fears.
Well, we all appreciate you. And I've been at the bedside of people just before they passed on, and there's nothing more moving than being there with someone, just sharing love, not saying a lot, just being with them and trying to just feel a little bit about what they're feeling and understand what they're going through, and just keep, impressing upon them the fact that they are, they're going to move on past this body, and everything's going to be okay. And they don't have anything to worry about. There shouldn't be any fear. And yet, sometimes the less said, the better. And your training was fantastic. And now when my wife and I, Mona, were on a cruise that you just happened to be on, you were telling me that you're working on your fourth book. And I'd love for you to share a little bit about that with our audience today.
Well, I wrote the three. We wrote the trilogy, the Light trilogy, Saved, At Peace, and The Secrets. Then I was tired of dying. So what I decided to write about then was 10 things to know before you go. So that as you were preparing, I looked at what I've learned from 37 years as a hospice volunteer, more than 32,000 hours at the bedside. And I've been with 2,009 people. And the last person I was with was last Sunday. So from listening and watching what people talk about, there has to be guidelines. And what was funny is I went and sold this book to HarperCollins. And they said, well, what is the book? I said, well, the first page is this. What is the number one cause of death in America and most other countries? ? You turn the page and it says, no matter what you thought, the answer is birth. Because, and then you turn to the next page. It says, remember, if you're breathing, you're leaving. And if you just took a breath, this book is for you. And well, I always funny because death is, you know how I am. I don't get all caught up in all the dreary and the worry. I have experienced more pain than just as much as anybody and endured and survived it. And I'm not afraid of death. But the very last page, it says, aspire to inspire before you expire. And I think that's the driving message, David. We all want to be appreciated. We all want to be admired. And we all want to be inspiring. But we all want to appreciate, we all want to admire, and we all want to be inspired by other things. And when I listen to people talk, David, it's either what was appreciated, what you appreciated in your life, or what you appreciated, what you admired in your life, or what in life you were admired for, or what you were inspired to do, or who you inspired. And these are the core base beliefs of a spiritual being. And so in my humorous way of writing, you know, because I don't care, I wrote this book this way, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be on a premier network television series as a series. So I think that comes out in Christmas.
Wonderful. Well, you know, I recently read a book, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, and it's just a fantastic book about this guy who's kind of he was a bad boy saint, you know, and you were a saint before you were a bad boy, and then you just kind of, you know, switching roles, and it's all one anyway. There's no real bad. And can you just share with us kind of your philosophy on non-dualism and the fact that what you learned in heaven really is that we are, as you already explained it, we are all one, and there's really no good and bad, and just kind of elaborate on that for our audience.
Well, what we have to realize is that we choose to come and we're chosen to come, and we create obstacles for ourselves because we seek to overcome. And it's not as simple, David, as teaching and learning. But if you keep it categorized like that, you get a better understanding of the events. Like, instead of reacting to events, I just watch them and I participate in them based on why I'm doing it. I try to stay from anger. I try to stay from all of that. But people have to understand the fluidity of life. We created time, which does not exist. We created time so we know when to pay the church. This is, if you go back and look at how Caesar created the calendar and the rise of the Holy Roman Empire, you realize that the day was divided in daylight, and then we now it to 8 hours. But, you know, here's something that's remarkable that people don't pay attention to. We have discovered in CERN, which is an electron collider in Switzerland, $17 billion, 20-mile around collider. We have learned, based on the Higgs boson particle, which was an equation written in 1961, 2, 3, or 4, you know, depends on who's telling the story, that says that we are all surrounded and floating in something called dark matter, which I think is a really funny name for God, but that it proves unequivocally that we are all connected. that we are not from some yogi on the mountaintop who's contemplating his navel, but we are connected. Well, because, you know, we went through the 60s and everybody tried to find a guru, but we're all connected and it's scientific. There is no longer that you have to have in faith that you are connected to each other. It's a scientific fact. And this duality, you separate because we live in an electrical universe. It's protons, electrons, and neutrons. So you have to have a way to separate to create. So we have duality in this sphere. We don't have duality in the heavens. You lose that identity after the panoramic life of you, that whole concept of the fact that you were Danyon Brinkley, a guy from South Carolina, that becomes a ridiculous concept.
You just merged into the whole and your consciousness, and you feel one with all life, and you don't feel the separation, do you?
But it also feels one with you. This is what gets me, David. People don't ever put into place their true spiritual value because everybody thinks they're going to hell because they're full of sin and they're evil because Cain slew Abel and Eve had a snake tell her to tell Adam to eat an apple so he could realize he was naked. And we all get so caught up in that stuff. When none of that stuff is really true, I mean, it's just not true. And the fact, because we live in religion, institutional, and governmental terror in the fear of death, because we live there, we get so caught up in that mindset. Well, I know that's all nonsense. It's just nonsense. I don't really know where everybody came up with it and how I could be guilty of the original sin based on my life. They wasted their time trying to blame me for something some people were doing in the desert 6,000 years ago. That's ludicrous.
Hey, man, we're going to have to take a commercial break, our first one, in just a few seconds here. I'd just like to say this is Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis interviewing Danyon Brinkley, an amazing individual who's died three times, written three best-selling books. He's just come out with his fourth, or it will be out shortly, and we're really excited to, after this short commercial break, talk more with Danyon about his life and what's happening on Earth and what will be happening shortly. So stay tuned.
Whether you live here year-round, summer here, or like to visit, everyone agrees that Southern New England is a very special place. From residential and commercial real estate to summer rentals and second home sales, you can depend on Randall Realtors. Serving Southern New England, Randall Realtors has unparalleled customer service. From waterfront to Main Street to everything in between, the trusted advisors and skilled negotiators at Randall Realtors will assist you with all of your real estate needs. Visit RandallRealtors.com. That's RandallRealtors.com.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Did you know you could be throwing hundreds of dollars away a year on your insurance premiums? Give John Conte Insurance a call and find out three simple tips that could save you money. A little green lizard isn't the answer. For over 55 years, the John Conte Insurance Agency of Westerly has kept up with the time, always finds the right coverage, and always provides you with the best price. What's more, John Conte Insurance supports local sports, events, and activities. Call John Conte Insurance at 401-596-2577. John Conte Insurance, 35. Crestview Drive, just off Beach Street, Westerly.
Hey, we're back. I'm David Christopher Lewis interviewing Daniel Brinkley on Heart Center Talk Radio. And during the intermission there, we were just starting to talk a little bit about healthcare. And I'd just like to get your take about what's happening on the planet right now, especially in the United States with healthcare, and what we can do about it.
Well, we're all going to do something about it, because what's going to happen is we're going to realize that I always said from Saved by the Light forward that the battle for the souls of humankind would be fought in healthcare, and that it would be the premier event. I mean that we, and especially in Western world, will have to deal with, because we're all baby boomers born during and just after the war. Well, this is going to turn out to be a fiasco. But is national health care here to stay? There's no question about it. Do I think that what we're looking at now will be the end results? No. Because you have to take a look at this, David. When the president decided to create affordable health care, he started it with $500 billion that he took from Medicare for long-term care. It means if you don't have long-term care insurance, then the process by which you will leave this world will be horrifying, and that they will start to dictate. And when people say, when Sarah Palin said death panels and all of that, well, those kind of programs are already being initiated in the VA and what's going in the Veterans Health Administration. And what's going to happen is this: if you have long-term care, 70 cents of every dollar in health care is spent in the last 6 months of life to extend life an average of 16 days. If you have 81 million people passing, and this long-term care concept is completely eliminated from health care, at 70 cents of every dollar, where do you think they're going to cut? Okay, so the choice of how you deal with living this world will be mandatedly taken away from you. If you're looking at Europe now, Holland, Sweden, Norway, euthanasia is becoming the system of choice for transition. So it won't be long before that will become an obvious concept in the American consciousness. So that's why I took this as my cause. I have to stand up for people's rights, and I have to be there to voice my opinion. I believe that complementary medicine plays so much of an important role, because it was allopathic medicine that saved my life, David. But It is complementary medicine that keeps me alive. We have to take better care of ourselves, everybody. If you don't, what you're facing is an absolutely horrible system. And if you think it's all going, the government cares about you, look at the recent VA programs. How, based on a bonus, they neglected and killed 40 people. And this is the future of affordable health care. Take a good look at what you're depending on in the pharmacological world and realize that you better take care of yourself. And that's the battle cry.
Well, I agree 100%. And, you know, there are some alternatives that actually meet Obamacare. one of them is called Samaritan, and you know, it's a Christian based deal, but you kind of pay into a pool, and then when you have a health issue, then you submit paperwork and then they pay it out. And there, I think there's two or three of them like that. And we've chosen something more like that rather than paying into a system that's you know, basically corrupt and utilizes allopathic medicine with drugs and pharmaceuticals that we've chosen throughout our whole life not to go there. And even though, like you say, it saved you, and yet all of us probably need some sort of catastrophic thing in case of an accident like what you went through. And yet, you know, it's just like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If you don't have it, then they're going to penalize you now. And yet we don't really like the system. So it's kind of, we're caught in this web. And I think just our consciousness is key, isn't it?
Yeah, here's the key about taking care of yourself. But here's what to do. Renounce your American citizenship. Go to El Salvador and get a citizenship of El Salvador, and then come back and smuggle yourself across the line in Arizona. Then you can come in as an illegal alien and you're automatically put in the system.
I got it.
You know, I laugh at this kind of stuff, because when you look, this is a thing that has to be conscious. When you take an immigration issue and you turn it into a humanitarian crisis, that had to be controlled, perpetuated, and thought through. Number two, when you will choose between taking kids from countries and giving them homes on bases and putting them around the country, and you will leave veterans homeless on the street, 44% of all homeless are veterans. When you can do that, and you can allow people who served in combat to be homeless, and you can bring kids in from other countries that you had to ship them there and give them homes, then you had need to look at the morality of your consciousness. And second, my big issue is you have female combat veterans homeless in America. For America to allow that to happen, then America must face the evil nature of itself that it's allowing to be perpetuated in order to keep up a phase or consciousness about this life, that we are $17 trillion in debt. And by the time we lose this president, we'll be $20 trillion in debt with $57 trillion of unfunded mandates. That's bankrupt. That means that what we think is a comfortable lifestyle is an illusion, and how we're looking at the way we are and who we are is delusional. And so, you know, when you think about stuff like that, David, you got to start paying attention to the world that you live in, and you got to start paying attention to where your moral and spiritual values are as a great, powerful, and mighty spiritual being with dignity, direction, and purpose. Who everybody really is. And we have to touch that again and hold on to that and to wrap ourselves in that mantle so we can clearly see how crazy we've become and then find our pathway back to sanity. And I would like to sincerely thank WBLQ Radio for having your show on. And for everybody who's out there listening, when you hear these commercial breaks in between, if you would please, I beg you, go and support that advertiser and go in and tell them that you appreciate that they are putting David on this show on WBLQ. I think that this is important, and it's important to show our support that we are spiritually searching for the answers to make America as great as she can possibly be.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for that plug for them. And I'd like to just make a little plug for an event that's coming up in the Heart Center at the end of this month. We have a wonderful Meru University online webinar for two Sundays, and it's the 31st of August and September 7th, and it's Heliosophy, Sun Wisdom for the Golden Crystal Age. And there's a lot happening right now with an understanding of the sun and its importance in our lives, spiritually and physically. And Ralph Rotz, who's an amazing individual from South Africa, will be the instructor, presenting some great teachings that he's gleaned over the years in a study of just the esoteric teachings of the Ascended Masters, as well as Rudolf Steiner. And I will be there with Ralph on those two Sundays to share this new wisdom teaching for the Golden Crystal Age. So you can register on heartcenter.org for this class and support us and partake of this this great teaching and sharing. And by the way, go ahead.
Excuse me. When Elizabeth Clare passed,
mm-hmm.
I had a conversation with her probably about 12 days after the funeral. And all of us knew Elizabeth Clare knew she was really funny, especially when she got mad. And some of her best stuff when she was angry. And she was amazed. She was amazed at how unstrict her freedom of movements were in when she returned to the other side.
Yep. Well, it's awesome. And, you know, we're coming up on another commercial break here in just a minute. Danny, and I mentioned your book, 10 Things, or you mentioned it, 10 Things to Know Before You Go. Tell us, it's not quite out yet. When do you expect that out, and how can people secure it when it does come out?
It's about around Christmas, and you can go pre-order it on Amazon.
Okay, so it's 10 Things to Know Before You Go, and the last spelling on your name is Brinkley.
Yes, sir. Or you can if you can go on Amazon and punch up Danion, it'll just come up.
Dannion, Dan, and then, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Dan. So you got to get that book. I've read all three of his other books. You'll be laughing and crying. You'll be enlightened. You'll be smiling. And most of all, you're going to be just amazed at what's happened to him and how this relates to all of us and what we're all going through collectively and how we can salvage something on this earth to hopefully make it into a golden crystal age without too much, planetary crisis to the point where everything's just going to completely break down. Although we do know that some of the institutions will break down. So anyway, this is Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis interviewing Danion Brinkley. And we're going to take our last little commercial break and be back in about 3 minutes. Take care.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's Aranum.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
So we're back. This is David Lewis with Heart Center Talk Radio and Danion Brinkley on today. During the intermission there, we were talking just briefly, Danion, about ISIS. And tell us your take about what's going on right now with this violence in the Middle East. And also, you mentioned Chapter 5 of your book earlier, and a lot of these things that you saw have come to pass. And tell us where you think we're headed right now.
Well, first, David, we have to look at this. We are losing our spiritual identity. We have lost a concept. We've turned it over to religion. And if we don't start paying attention to our personal spiritual identity, meditation, contemplation, being a part of your webinar, and people who are listening, we will lose control. You look at what's happening in the Middle East, this caliphate, this ISIS, which is really ISL, and how this is coming about. It's funded by us. And when you look at what it is, it's still to take out Syria. There is a concept in the Middle East called Greater Syria. And I wrote about in Chapter 5 in Saved by the Light, the transition of certain countries, and I mentioned Jordan in specific, that it would disappear. And now as we watch this caliphate spread through Syria and Iraq and into Lebanon and into Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and now into Jordan, this is all coming true. But these people, this is created by us. It's funded by us. We moved those weapons. If you look at the Benghazi issue, those were Ambassador Stevenson was shipping weapons to Syria. And so, and when Maliki, the prime minister of Iraq, when he thought he was going to lose the presidency, he had his people pull back and leave all the weapons that we had given the Iraqis. So the ISIS is fighting us with our own weapons, our own technology, our own heavy vehicles, and so they know the American model and the American weapons. When you start to think like that and realize that we as a nation are behind that, we have gone astray. We have gone astray, and we have to get back to our center spiritual self. We have to find something of service, because if we don't, we will find ourselves in a world war. We're weaponizing the whole world. There are 213 nations in the world, and if you took the entire military budget of all 212 countries, and you matched it up, combined Russia and China, and you compared it to the United States, you would see that America, all those countries produce roughly 48% of what America produces. We are the weapons merchants of the world. And if that's our dignity, and that's where we are, and we were warned about it by Eisenhower, then the first thing you have to do is you have to learn to find that inner calm. You have to find something of service, minus hospice. It's not necessarily for everybody, but sooner or later, everybody would be a hospice volunteer. And we have to stop depending on what the government is going to do to protect us, because it's going to do nothing except turn us into consumers. Welcome to the plantation, everybody.
Yep. Well, we have another opportunity with the Heart Center. Tonight, I'll be sharing a free Mary University class sponsored by a divine being named Kuan Yin, who is the goddess of mercy. And so I'll be speaking on her behalf about mercy and compassion. And sounds like, you know, compassion in action, you know, the Twilight Brigade. So that's at 7 p.m. Mountain Time tonight, free. And you can register on heartcenter.org and go free. It's an hour long. It'll be a lot of fun. And there's a lot of sharing with the students who are participating, or just anyone who's online at that point. And then also next week on Wednesday, the same time, same station, I'll be speaking about the miraculous with Mother Mary, the mysterious with Master El Morya, and the magical with Merlin, or Saint Germain, who I think Daniel likes to call Saint Jerry. So
I've known him through a couple of lifetimes. El Morya is a little stiff for me. I hope when you bring him through, he has a sense of humor, but I have never encountered him, David, with a sense of humor. But Jerry, I've run across him through many lifetimes, and he's basically a hoot.
Well, Morya is a hoot, too. My first book is called Nows and Anawas, and the whole book is about all these little quips, funny little quips from him that are, there's over like 1,100 of them, and I meditated for about 3 months, and he just released all these amazingly funny little one-liners that could, you know, Jonathan Winters could have taken them and done something.
Oh, that's great. On TV.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so great.
We're learning the fun side of El Morya.
Well, I have a saying, if it's not funny, it's not spiritual. And if you want to talk to me about the God, divine, or something spiritual, and you're not making me laugh, I don't need to hear it.
Well, I remember Mother said to somebody, or maybe you told me this, that you were the closest thing to Mark Prophet that she'd ever seen. And that's because both of you guys are a hoot. So I'm trying to follow in your footsteps and lighten it up a little bit with levity.
Well, we have to. I think Elizabeth said that. We were really good friends, because when you're leading an organization and all of that stuff, David, you have to have somebody to turn to that you can just talk to that is not in the holier than thou position. And we would exactly. we would have conversations, and I went through all the human stuff she went through with her, because I happen to have loved her, and I just took such a pleasure in watching her be mad, because when she got mad, she was hilarious, and she didn't realize she was that funny, but I thought she was that funny, and I just appreciated everything. And the thing that I was telling you earlier is, she couldn't get everything structured over there when she first got there. And she couldn't run it like it was a military operation. And I think that was the funniest thing for her to come back and tell me.
Yep. Well, you know, I think the new way of Aquarius is the way of love, of compassion, of understanding. And it's a lot more simple and doesn't have to be complex. It can be fun. And my wife says she chooses to experience her initiations with fun and ease, rather than with this over, you know, overarching sense of doom and gloom, because that's not the true initiatic path. I think you've proven that spirituality is fun, it is happiness, it is joy. And if it isn't that, then what, you know, why do it?
I agree. Don't try to scare me into loving you, because you will fail.
Well, I have to say, and San Mateo, when we were both at that show, you know, earlier this year in late April, I think you gave me the longest hug I've ever experienced in this life. And even some of the women I've, you know, loved in my life, my two wives, not that I've had both wives simultaneously, you know, but anyway. We have one gift for our listening audience. If you don't have a copy or you'd like another one, we have a free ebook. It's called Pray, Sing, Dance, and Play with Us. You can go to heartcentertalkradio.org. It's right there on the homepage, Hearts Center Talk Radio, Hearts plural, no apostrophe, centertalkradio.org. And there's other things you can check out. You can listen to previous shows that I've interviewed amazing people around the world. You know, a guy, HRM from India, who talked about solar gazing is right there. And they can see what's coming up in the next few weeks. So, Danian, what is your final message for our audience today? What would you like to share in about 30 seconds or less?
That I love them very, very much. And I see each of them as myself. And I wish for you happiness. But mostly I wish for you centering and to take back control of your life. It's your life, and to take control of it. And please, everybody, start a healthcare regime. Start looking at what you're doing and start to take care of yourself. Because if you don't, you will find yourself a slave to a nation that will control. And think of this. First, your information goes to Homeland Security once you sign up for affordable health care. Goes to Homeland Security. Then it goes to the Department of Justice. Then it goes to Health and Human Services. And then it goes to the IRS. If all those things is where all your information goes, welcome back to the plantation, everybody. Be loved, be blessed, and be appreciated. And please support David's work, everybody. And thank you.
Thank you, Danian. It's been a pleasure. God bless you, and God bless all of you for listening today. Take care. Have fun. Stay light and live in levity. This is Heart Center Talk Radio signing off today.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week.
Whether you live here year-round, summer here, or like to visit, everyone agrees that Southern New England is a very special place. From residential and commercial real estate to summer rentals and second home sales, you can depend on Randall Realtors. Serving Southern New England, Randall Realtors has unparalleled customer service. From waterfront to Main Street to everything in between, the trusted advisors and skilled negotiators at Randall Realtors will assist you with all of your real estate needs. Visit RandallRealtors.com. That's RandallRealtors.com.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Did you know you could be throwing hundreds of dollars away a year on your insurance premiums? Give John Conte Insurance a call and find out three simple tips that could save you money. A little green lizard isn't the answer. For over 55 years, the John Conte Insurance Agency of Westerly has kept up with the time, always finds the right coverage, and always provides you with the best price. What's more, John Conte Insurance supports local sports, events, and activities. Call John Conte Insurance at 401-596-2577. John Conte Insurance, 35 Crestview Drive, just off Beach Street, Westerly.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's Aranum.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.